Lift your hands and let's give the Lord the praise. Father, we worship you. Adonai, we honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We say, Lord, be glorified. Be honored. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. I'm going to speak very, very sharply. And after that, we shall be looking at dedication. Welcome to Wednesday Communion Service. So you're having two services today. Communion service and then crusade service. Give the Lord the praise. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and in verse 9 and verse 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called him his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. This morning, I want to speak on the blessing of Jabez. The other midweek service last Wednesday, I spoke on the blessing of Abraham. The blessing of Jabez. And we have two objectives. Number one, understanding the details of the blessing of Jabez. And number two, understanding the secrets of the blessing of Jabez. If I want to be blessed like Jabez, what do I do? The background of the story tells us of how Jabez was born. He was born in pain. He was born with sorrow. He was born in such a climate that offered his life no hope for the future. They had drawn conclusion on his life at birth. Maybe the mother passed through certain situations before he was born. Maybe the father abandoned the mother. Maybe the father even disowned the child until the mother said, I give birth to this child in sorrow. Until Jehovah stepped into the life of Jabez and turned the story of Jabez. There is someone here today. My God is about to turn your story. Yeah. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Yeah. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Yeah. God so changed the life of Jabez that the man who was called sorrowful, or rather miserable, became honorable. He was more honorable than his brethren. Now, by the time God was through with Jabez, Jabez was not only honorable, Jabez became the owner of a town. In 1 Chronicles 2:55, the Bible called certain people the inhabitants of Jabez. So Jabez was no longer a name. Jabez was a city. And the families of the scribes who dwelt at Jabez, the Teratites, the Shimeathites, and Sukathites, these are the Kenites that came of Hemath, the father of the house of Rechab. Jabez shifted. Somebody is about to shift. That amen can be better. I don't know how you were born, and I don't know what is your history, but God is going to give you a destiny that will swallow up your history. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. God is going to give you a destiny that will swallow up your history. God is going to give you a future that will cancel your past. God is going to give you a change of story that is not only going to surprise people, it will surprise yourself. You believe me? Say louder, amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. What is the content of the blessing of Jabez? Five things. Number one, it was blessing that was notable. Let me put it in the present tense. Blessing that is notable. What is the content of the blessing of Jabez? First, is blessing that is notable. Blessing that is visible. I'm still coming. Blessing that is notable, visible, undeniable. Oh Lord, I want you to bless me indeed. That is blessing that is visible. Blessing that is notable. It may be unbelievable, but it is undeniable. That is, even people who hate you cannot deny it. You don't need to advertise it. You don't need to publicize it. You don't need to tell anybody what God has done in your life. In Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 9, he said, their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Not some of the people, everyone who sees them. See, there is something about this man. There is something about this woman. There is something about these children. There is something about this family. That is Jabez's blessing content. Number one, blessing that is notable. Blessing that is visible. Blessing that is undeniable. Lift up your hands and ask God for that right now. 1 minute. Let this service usher you into that blessing. In Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. It's blessing that is notable, that is visible, that is undeniable. Number two, it is blessing with enlargement. Blessing with enlargement. What does it mean? Blessing that surmounts limitations. surmounts limitations, confinement, containment. It is blessing that breaks barriers and takes territories. That you will enlarge my coast, take me out of the prison. The place I am is too tight for me. Shift my life. Let me cross this boundary. Let me cross to where nobody in my family has crossed before. Let me cross into where nobody in my community has crossed before. Let me cross into where nobody in my state has crossed before. Let me cross into where nobody in my tribe has crossed before. Jabez, that was the last, became the first. We didn't hear that anybody in his family founded a city. He was the first that founded it because of a blessing dimension. And I am here to advertise to someone here that same blessing dimension. Where God, your God and my God, will cross you into barriers they say you cannot cross. Bring you out of imprisonment they say you must remain in. Cause you to break barriers and take territories. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, say amen. Say, Father, I receive the Jabez order of blessing. I receive today in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's a blessing with enlargement, surmounts limitation, confinement, containment. It breaks barriers. It takes territories. There are some of the things that God is helping us to do or to see today. That from the root where we came, it's not normal, it's not common. But it is real and it is scripture. Number three, it is blessing that is accompanied by the hand of the Lord. That your hand may be with me. Blessing that comes with the hand of the Lord. Do you understand? Not a blessing where the hand of God is distant. Now, there are three details that I will give concerning that hand of the Lord. Number one, A, it is blessing where it is clear that God is at work. The hand of the Lord refers to the actions of God, the activity of God. Where Pharaoh saw a lot of things and said, this must be the finger of the Lord. Where God's hand is in it. That this thing is not just the effort of a man. This thing is not just the wisdom of a man. This thing is not just the intelligence of man working. God's hand is inside this thing. Blessing with the hand of the Lord is blessing with the working of God. Number B, it is blessing with the help of God. Where they say God is helping this man. God is helping that woman. The hand of God refers to the help of God. You see, I have laid help on one that is mighty. Psalm 89. With whom my arm, my hand will also strengthen him. Blessing that comes with God at work. You just, everywhere you can just see God's hand at work somewhere. God's hand is at work somewhere. God's hand is inside it somewhere. We have seen the hand of God at work massively in our life and ministry. My wife used to tell me, said, most things that happen for us as a ministry doesn't follow normal procedure. Whether it is land purchases, whether it is, whatever it is just different. That is, if people have to pass through 1,000 kilometers, God may take us through just a few kilometers. And you just landed there. Say, how? When others tell you the story of how they got it, you'll be wondering. All the time.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today?
Somebody say, are you doing 3 crusades in 1 week? Most people do 1 major one in 1 year. Or at the most, how? They say, people say that there is a well of money somewhere then. Because they are not cheap. They are just drawing from a well. Hallelujah. Where you have God's hand at work. When you have God's hand of help. And the third one, God's hand refers to his manifest presence. Where he says, I am here with you. He's talking to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding. I am with you. We are together. We are together. So it is blessing that carries the action of God. Blessing that has the help of God. Blessing that has the presence of God. Anybody looking for that kind of blessing, say a loud amen. How many of you want to be a very, very big person, but nobody can trace God around you? No way. You can see money here. You can see opportunity here. You can see servants and workforce, but you cannot find God. You can't trace God. There is nothing around that can show this is God. No, sir. That's useless money. That's useless influence. That's useless power. Because what shall it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? And what can a man give in exchange for his soul? I pray for someone here today, that blessing dimension that will cause the hand of God to be visible, where people will see God practically at work in your life, where people will see the help of God and confirm that God is the one helping this person, where people will feel the presence of God around you. I declare that blessing dimension is released in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise and tell somebody, say, get ready for the hand of the Lord with you. The help of God with you. The walking of God with your life. The presence of God with your life. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. It is blessing number 3 that is accompanied by the hand of the Lord. Number 4, it is the blessing that comes with divine defense and protection. Where God says, I will help you and I will shield you. He said, deliver me from evil. That was Jabez. Deliver me from evil. It comes with protection. Safety from evil. Blessing where the devil is not in control. Blessing where the devil is not receiving credit for any activity. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Blessing where it is not the mixture of testimonies and temptations. Blessing. Where the devil may be angry but is helpless. Where the devil may be angry. Angry. So I've lost this person. So this person has escaped but he is helpless. Blessing that comes with a heavy shield. Like we saw in Job chapter 1 verse 10. Where Satan was talking. And he said, hast thou not made an hedge about him? And about his house, and about all that he has on every side, thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. There are many people who become afraid. I get influential, I get wealthy, I get rich, I get big, I get position. Then the villagers will come after him and kill him. It cannot be. Except it didn't come from God. Except Jehovah didn't give it to you. Am I communicating? But if it is God
who blessed you? The blesser is the keeper. Divine provision comes with divine protection. Divine provision comes with divine preservation. Am I speaking to anybody here? I decree today, anybody whose life is currently at risk, that risk is arrested. Every devil who is after your life and after your destiny, after your health, after the health of your family, the health of your children, the health of the members of the church where you pastor, I declare that devil buried right now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy this blessing of Jabez upon everyone here today. This blessing that comes, that is notable, that is visible, that is undeniable. This blessing that comes with enlargement, that surmounts limitation, confinement, containment, that breaks barriers and takes territories. This blessing that is accompanied by the hand of the Lord. This blessing that comes with divine defense and protection. I declare its release upon you now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Finally, number six, please take your number five. It is blessing that is free from grief and sorrow. That you will deliver me from evil, that it will not grieve me. Blessing that is free from grief and sorrow. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Somebody say aloud, amen. The word sorrow is also translated pain. He bore our sorrows, he carried our pain. Blessing. You see, I've had situations where the devil had told certain people, because the last one protects you, the devil can't kill you, he can't do you anything. But there are times where the devil said, if I can't finish him, let me make life miserable for him. And that will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. Every arrow of misery the enemy is trying to send your way, the arrow returns back to hell. Yesterday in the healing and deliverance service, a young lady testified, as soon as she got married, witches from her community, husband rushed at her. Young girl, wicked devil, injected her some things, and then said, okay, let's see how your husband can meet you. Her system almost got blocked with some terrible discharges that she needs cutting earbud or something to pull out. All manner. She continued in that kind of condition until finally God connected her to the Dunamis Commission, and she joined and she began to watch Commanded the Midnight Prayer. Then one of these nights, as if that witch noticed, and she appeared. Well, you have suffered too much. Let me just make you to die so that you can just leave the suffering. So I'm going to, she sent something. She said, this is, the first one was madness. She sent the second one, it says paralysis. Said the third one is death. And all that should happen within 3 months. So as she sent the first one, the girl said, I return it back to you. By the anointing and the mantle of God on my life and on my father, I return it back to you. It landed on her. She fell down, stood up, charged, and said, what? You are challenging me? She sent the second one, it says paralysis. The girl said, I return it back to you. She fell down again, stood up. What? Okay, this one, take death. And the girl said, I take it back. That was how she came out of that revelation. Out of that terrible encounter. Less than 2 weeks. The first thing the woman released to her manifested in her. She was mad. After another about 2 weeks, the second thing manifested. She was paralyzed. After another about 2 weeks, the third thing, death.
All the three things she sent her way returned back to her in accurate precision. It didn't miss the... Hey! 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 Every devil that says you should not rest, that is sending you grief, sending you pain, sending you sorrow for your life, for your children, for your family, for the membership of this church, I declare it is returned back to them. Return back to them. Return back to them. Return back to them. In the name of Jesus.
Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. This fivefold blessing of Jabez shall be your portion. What is the secret of the blessing of Jabez? How do I access? If you want the blessing of Jabez, you must follow the steps of Jabez. Like I said last Wednesday, you want the blessing of Abraham, follow the steps of Abraham. What was the steps of Jabez? Number one, quality relationship with God. The blessing of God follows relationship of quality. Psalm 1 verse 1 to verse 3. Jabez obviously knew God. He knew that there was a God. And he knew that God is real. I cannot advertise the blessing of God to anybody who has no relationship with God. I can't advertise the blessing of God to anyone who does whatever he feels like doing with their lives. Quality relationship with God. Number two, faith and confidence in God for a turnaround. He had faith and he had confidence in God. That his life must be turned around. In Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9, the Bible says, so then they which be of faith are blessed. They which be of faith are blessed. Show me a man who is in the faith, he must be blessed. Faith and confidence in God for a turnaround. Number three, refusal to settle for adversity. Refusal to settle. The refusal to accept your, the refusal to take your situation as your destination. That this situation of my life has become my final destination. He refused it. Experts may tell you, it was his mother who gave him the name. It was the circumstances were true, but he rejected it. The refusal to settle for adversity. The refusal to take your situation as your destination. It doesn't matter how hard you tried, and the situation refused to change, yet you say no. Job 14:14 said, Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. You must make up your mind. My situation is not my destination. My position is not my possession. It must change. Refusal to settle for adversity. Number four is the possession of mega vision and possibility mentality. The possession. Not just refusing, but possessing a vision bigger than your size, bigger than your situation, bigger than your position. Jabez said, you know what? I am not just going to have my life changed. I am going to build a city. 1 Chronicles 2:55. Your destiny can never be larger than your vision. Your blessing can never be bigger than your picture.
as he thinketh in his heart.
So is he. That was number what? Number four. Number five. The engagement of the force of prayer. The engagement. And Jabez prayed.
I saw Jabez prayed and the blessing happened. I saw also Jacob prayed. I will not let you go until thou bless me.
Genesis 32.
When he said, what is thy name?
From verse 24 to verse 28.
And he prayed and he held on. Something must change. I reject the curse. I reject the limitations of my father's house. And he prayed and remained there.
Prayer must continue until answers appear. You pray in your language. You pray in tongues. You pray with vision. You pray with sacrifice. You pray with fasting. You pray with agreement. You all manner, praying always with all manners of prayer. All manners of prayer. All kinds of prayer. All approaches of prayer. Pray in the midnight. Pray like with midnight prayer. You pray until something changes.
When we're growing up in the faith, we're told that if you pray on anything more than once, the second one is unbelief. Not necessarily.
Because Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says, he went further and prayed the same words. He went again further and prayed the same words. He went further and prayed the same words.
Elijah prayed and he said, how is the cloud? He said, the young man said that I see nothing. He continued praying. Put his head in between his knees. And he said, go and look again. He said, well, the cloud is like a man's hand. He continued, put his head down.
Seven times before the story changed. Men ought always to pray and not to faint.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. All prayer and supplications.
So you tackle the matter from all sides and you continue with pressure. While you are praying, you are also listening for steps to take, for moves to make, for actions to do. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And at the end of the day, something must change. I am here today to announce to somebody, something is changing in your life. 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 If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And right now, I've mentioned like five, right? Secret steps of Jabez. Number one was what? Quality relationship with God. Number two, faith and confidence in God for a turnaround. Number three, refusal to settle for adversity. The refusal to take your situation as your destination. Number four, the possession of mega vision and possibility mentality. Number five, the engagement of the force of prayer. Number six, the decision to venture and take massive steps. The decision to venture and take massive steps. You are a miserable man. You are now going to found a city. You are a dishonorable man. You are a man who also amount to nothing. And now you are going to lay the foundation of a city. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? The decision to take mega steps and dare great things, that stepped him out.
when the children of Israel faced the Red Sea, God told Moses, go ahead. Why are you standing still? Move forward. Nothing moves until somebody moves. If you want your situation to move, move. Take a move that is aggressive, a move that is massive, a move that will intimidate the situation. Move. You say you should die small. You say, I'm going to build a city. You say you shouldn't have a name. You say, wait a bit. Just watch what I will do. Am I communicating at all? Massive mega steps. Don't forget, God moves with movers. And they went and God went with them. God moves with people who move. And things move when somebody is ready to move. And they went and the Lord went with them. Acts, Mark chapter 16 verse 20. Finally. The decision to exist as a blessing. Jabez was a blessing. Anyone who would build a city for people to live in is a blessing. Anyone who will raise a generation of administrators. In the Bible, the scribes were administrators and secretaries. He was a raiser of men. Right? The scribes dwelt there. It looks to me like he was more like a patron of administrators in his generation and secretaries and managers. He raised them. He groomed them. He settled them. That is when, it is when you decide to live beyond yourself that you begin to live beyond your size. That your life is not just for yourself. Your life is for a generation. Your life is to be beneficial to your generation. Then you will live bigger than your size. Than your size. You can't be confined anymore. You will live bigger than your size and you will live beyond your time. That is after you have come and gone. They are still talking about you. Like we are talking about Jabez now. Hallelujah. It's a new day for somebody. It's a new day for somebody. That blessing of Jabez is your blessing. That blessing of Jabez is your story. And I declare it a new day for you. Can you place the seven things on the screen and say, Father, I thank you for help to maintain quality relationship with you. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I thank you for your help to function with faith and confidence for a turnaround. I thank you for helping me to refuse to settle for adversity. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for helping me to refuse to settle with adversity. Thank you for vision, mega vision, and possibility mentality. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the grace to pray without ceasing, without getting tired. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, with the decision to venture and take massive steps and stay aggressive in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace to exist as a blessing to my generation. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to shout. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your hands and let us make demands on that blessing. We'll take it a bit further at the base in Abuja, but we'll just take it sharply right now. That is the intercessory points on the five blessings, five pillars of the blessing of Jabez. We'll take that stretch. But now, lift your voice and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask. That you will bless me.
Bless me.
With the blessing of Jabez.
Blessing.
That is notable.
Visible.
Undeniable. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Blessing with enlargement. Blessing that surmounts limitations. Confinement, containment.
Blessing that breaks barriers.
That takes territory. That takes me away from curses. In the name of Jesus. The blessing that is accompanied by the hand of the Lord. The walking of the Lord. The help of the Lord. The presence of the Lord. I receive that blessing in the name of Jesus.
Blessing that comes with divine defense and protection.
I am not vulnerable. I cannot be vulnerable. The devil cannot exert upon me. The sons of wickedness cannot afflict me. Blessing that is free from grief and sorrow for myself, for my family, for the ministry, for the church. I receive now. Open your mouth and pray for the next 1 minute and a half. Thank you.
precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everyone who is here today, the first key of that blessing was the relationship with God. You need your sins forgiven. You have a need to surrender your life to Jesus. To place your hand on your chest. Anywhere you are. And pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.